20 years ago, three 11-year-old girls played goddess games in the forest outside Chester. Naomi was Artemis, Cassidy was Hecate, and Olivia was Athena, blood sisters bound by ritual and imagination. That summer, they discovered human remains beneath a boulder, a skeleton wearing a bracelet spelling Persephone. That same summer, Naomi was stabbed 17 times and survived. Her friends identified the attacker as Alan Michael Stahl, a man later convicted as a serial killer. The girls became famous as survivors, their story immortalized in books and news coverage. Now, with Stahl dead in prison, Olivia calls Naomi with four chilling words: "I found Persephone." Before the women can decide what to do about their childhood secret, Olivia is found dead in a pond, supposedly by suicide. The note mentions being tired of lying and wanting to be with Persephone. As Naomi digs into both mysteries, she uncovers a web of secrets that threatens everything she thought she knew about that fateful summer. The wilderness of childhood holds darker truths than she ever imagined, and someone in Chester will kill to keep those secrets buried. Using Olivia's detailed notebooks, filled with newspaper clippings and mapped timelines, Naomi connects the skeleton to Jesse Walker, a 19-year-old who disappeared during Alan Michael Stahl's quiet summer, a three-month lull in his killing spree. If prison records showed Stahl in Arizona when Jesse vanished, could his confession about attacking Naomi be false too? While working at the Bluebird Diner, Jesse became entangled with Oscar Green, Cassidy's older brother. Rumors also suggested a connection to Jim Green, Cassidy's father and Chester's longtime mayor. Through interviews and diary entries, Naomi uncovers evidence of payoffs and suspicious real estate deals involving the Greens' construction company. The investigation grows dangerous. A break-in at Naomi's motel leaves her concussed with files missing. A black Toyota Camry follows her everywhere. Local police remain oddly disinterested, while Chester residents turn hostile when questioned about Jesse. What could still be worth killing for after 20 years? The relationship between Naomi, Cassidy, and Olivia forms the emotional core of the story. Their intense childhood bond, forged through shared imagination and trauma, connects them, even as adults who've drifted apart yet remain linked by secrets. Naomi escaped Chester for a photography career in Seattle, avoiding hometown connections and never processing her trauma. Cassidy stayed, building success with her corporate retreat lodge, family, and social standing. Olivia struggled visibly with mental health, often wandering the attack site in the woods. Naomi's investigation uncovers disturbing aspects of their friendship. Their goddess game included dangerous control rituals. One left Naomi with a deep cut Cassidy had to stitch, while another nearly drowned Olivia as she tried proving her commitment underwater. Most troubling is the revelation about identifying Alan Michael Stahl. Detective Doherty showed Cassidy his photo before her formal description, potentially contaminating her memory. Were their testimonies influenced by adults eager to close the case with a convenient suspect? How reliable are our memories of childhood trauma? Naomi has no recollection of the attack, relying entirely on Cassidy and Olivia's account. Questioning their version means confronting the possibility an innocent man was imprisoned based on false memories. Trauma fractures memory in peculiar ways. Naomi experiences vivid flashbacks triggered by unrelated events. Cutting her thumb instantly transports her back to the woods, feeling the knife entering her body. These intense sensory memories coexist with complete blanks, showing how trauma both burns certain sensations into the mind while erasing others. This theme extends to collective storytelling. The attack became Chester's defining narrative, and alternative theories challenge both the legal verdict and the town's 20-year understanding of itself. The girls' goddess game, blending reality and imagination, made them vulnerable to manipulation. Their fantasy world helped process real traumas while blurring truth and fiction. As adults, most in Chester live with distorted versions of reality, shielding themselves from uncomfortable truths about what happened in those woods. While Chester focused on Alan Michael Stahl as the obvious threat, more insidious dangers lurked within their community. The novel reveals how predators often hide behind respectable facades. Oscar Green demonstrated this through his inappropriate conduct toward Naomi, beginning when she was a minor. Though initially stopped by Cody Benham, Oscar later initiated an improper relationship with teenage Naomi that continued intermittently. Despite Naomi claiming consent, it was clearly exploitation. His concerning behavior extended to Jesse Walker, too. Jim Green, Chester's mayor, had an inappropriate relationship with Jesse before her disappearance. Evidence suggests he concealed information about her fate to protect his reputation, using his position as cover. Even Cody Benham, initially Naomi's apparent protector, harbored dark secrets, responsible for Jesse's accidental death and Olivia's murder to prevent exposure. Most chilling was Cassidy herself. Her carefully maintained image masked a calculating personality capable of extreme manipulation. The revelation that she, not Stahl, was responsible for Naomi's childhood stabbing fundamentally alters our understanding of everything. Surviving trauma exacts a steep price from everyone involved. Naomi's physical scars hint at deeper wounds, with her entire life, career, relationships, self-image defined by the attack. She resists her boyfriend's suggestion to use trauma as artistic inspiration, having struggled for years to build an identity beyond victimhood. Olivia paid the ultimate price. Her guilt over the deception led to anxiety, depression, and possibly delusions until secrets became unbearable. Cassidy survived by maintaining absolute control. Her successful business, perfect family, and social standing formed a carefully constructed facade she protected through murder when threatened. Alan Stahl Jr., posing as podcast producer Ethan Schreiber, represents another complex survival story. As a serial killer's son, his obsession with Naomi's attack suggests attempts to process his own trauma and perhaps atone for his silence. Fame further complicated their survival. The public narrative of brave girls who caught a killer trapped Naomi, making it impossible to express her doubts. The novel concludes with Naomi surviving another woodland encounter that costs her more fingers, her spleen, and part of her intestine, ending her wedding photography career. From this loss emerges transformation as she channels her trauma into powerful artistic self-portraits incorporating her scars. Healing extends to her relationship with her father as they tackle their hoarded house together. This project becomes both literal and metaphorical cleansing as they sort through accumulated memories, creating space for previously impossible conversations. Their shared labor builds a foundation for reconciliation despite tensions. When Ethan returns with a podcast proposal investigating his father's crimes, he offers partnership in truth-seeking. Their potential collaboration suggests healing through shared vulnerability and honest exploration. Jesse Walker's remains being released to her sister after 23 years brings closure while symbolizing emergence from darkness. Naomi's observation about Persephone escaping the forest reflects Jesse's final journey home and the universal struggle to return from psychological darkness. The truth, while not completely healing, becomes a foundation for moving forward, damaged but determined.